Welcome to Pasha. Today's episode looks at the loss and wastage of food along the agriculture supply chain. We spoke to Jane Amboko, a senior lecturer and post-harvest specialist from the University of Nairobi, to have a better understanding of this problem. I'm Nontobeko Mtshali. Thanks for joining us. The Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations has estimated that about 30% of food for human consumption gets lost or wasted every year. That number is staggeringly high and amounts to 1.3 billion metric tons of food that does not reach the customer. In a world where hunger, malnutrition, and starvation is really high, this is a major problem.
A lot of food is being wasted in Africa specifically. And while these figures we're quoting from FAO are the most reliable ones, they're a bit outdated because if you interrogate farmers and other stakeholders on the ground, you'll find that the losses are way above these figures. So far in Africa, in Kenya, for example, and generally in Africa, for fruits and vegetables, we lose 40 to 50% of what is produced, but this could be more. So in terms of the factors or the drivers of these losses, there are many things coming together to contribute to these losses, okay? If I can pick, for example, where the losses are highest, fruits and vegetables, I would say the losses start right from the farm, how the farmers harvest their produce, how they handle the produce after harvest, how they store, how they transport, and then when they reach the retail outlets, how that is handled at the retail contributes to these losses. So for the smallholder farmers in Africa, for example, not knowing when to harvest, the right time to harvest is a problem. Because if you don't harvest at the right stage for your target market, it just means that either your fruits are probably over mature or under mature, so they will not meet the quality for your target market. So that in itself is a driver of losses. And then how they harvest, if you visit some of these farmers, how they harvest, they mishandle the harvesting. So you find the produce like fruits, the moment they are leaving the farm, they're already injured. Because that in itself, so some of the fruits will be left on the farm because they cannot be taken up to the market because they're injured. But some of them could be taken anyway. But when they reach the destination, they are sorted out because they are injured. So that is a driver of losses at the farm. But one of the major factors that drive losses at the farm level is lack of storage.
But why is storage important?
Okay, so storage is a major challenge in Africa because you'll find most of the smallholder farmers do not have appropriate storage, whether it is for perishables or non-perishables, okay? For example, if you take a horticultural farmer, a farmer who is, let's call them producers, who produce fruits and vegetables, if you go to developed countries, cold storage is a basic thing. If you're in horticulture, cold storage is basic. But in Africa, it's not basic. You know, you'll find if you walk around in Kenya, for example, you find so many fruits and vegetable farmers. But one of the things they don't have for real, for sure, is a cold room. That is, they associate. In fact, the people who have cold rooms in Kenya, for example, they are exporters. They're exporters, especially of flowers, and those who export vegetables, those have cold room because they observe the whole principle of cold chain management from the farm to the airport when they're exporting. So that is a principle they observe because, you know, they are targeting high-end market, the export market. But if you're talking about, for example, in Kenya, 95% of our fruits and vegetables are consumed locally. But nobody talks about storage for the local market. So you'll find most farmers, when they harvest their fruit waiting for the buyer, the only store they have is under the tree. You know, they harvest the fruits and, you know, they keep them under the tree, you know, and put some twigs on top, and they're waiting for the buyer. But even for the non-perishables like the grains, again, most, you'll find many of these farmers, they harvest their produce and they're hoping to sell to buyers, you know. So they don't have appropriate storage on farm. So if you, when they have harvested, and that, like I said, is a challenge that the farmers are now facing. They have harvested their maize. They are hoping that it will be bought by the government through the National Cereals and Produce Board. But the National Cereals, I mean, storage facilities were full. So farmers are here. They have bags of maize which they can't sell, but they also can't store because they don't have storage.
These losses are not only about wasting of food. It is believed that they have a massive economic loss as well.
When a farmer has given you a bag of maize or, let's say, a ton of mangoes, there is a cost of production. They have incurred cost, yes, to buy the seed to produce, to buy the seedlings to produce. And, you know, if they are doing any fertilizer, used fertilizer to produce. Basically, this is money they have invested to produce. Because if I had, you know, I had 10 bags and two bags are eaten by pests, I'm counting 20%. So this 20%, you're talking about the cost of producing that 20%. You're talking about the cost of the seed, the cost of the labor, the cost of everything else that went into producing. That is money lost. And add to that the environmental impact. If you have produced food that is not going to be eaten, it means the production resources. You're talking about the land, the water, the energy. It has been used in vain to produce food that is never eaten. So while we are looking at the problem, we must also look at the impact, the economic impact and the environmental impact. So this need to be addressed in that way, that knowing that it's not just when you're talking about 20% or 1.3 billion tons of food, there's more to it. The volume, yes, is lost, but also look at the economic impact, environmental impact, the social impact of these losses.
With Africa set for a population boom by 2050, it is crucial that food production increases and wastage stops.
The issue of food loss or post-harvest losses has really become a global issue. If you look at the Sustainable Development Goals, we have actually set target to halve the post-harvest losses by the year 2030. We've actually developed the strategy. We have a draft strategy, which has a lot of action. And this action is starting from, we need to know how much are we losing and where are we losing and what are the drivers of losses in various prioritized value chains. So, for example, in Kenya, of course, our priority value chain is maize. So far, we have identified the hot spots in the maize value chain. What from all the way from production to the consumer, what are the hotspots for losses? So because the for us to actually have the impact we want, we need to know that when you report losses in maize, for example, 20%, it is cumulative. The drivers at various stages cumulatively contribute to the losses, the figures we report. So we need to identify at production, what are the challenges? When you come to during storage, what are the challenges? So we, in our strategy, we are looking at the challenges at the various stages. So we have identified priority commodities, maize, milk. We are adding to it the horticulture, one of the horticultural crops. There's meat, there's tea. Those are our priority commodities in Kenya. And even the other countries that are in this project, they have also identified their priority commodities. So they will look at that. And looking at from where we are, we have now established our loss data in maize in Kenya. We are working with a figure of 10 to 15%. And so we are trying to see what are the hotspots for the losses and how, what interventions are required to address the factors or the drivers that are, you know, contributing to the loss at that each of the hotspots. For example, in maize, we're talking about hermetic storage. In hermetic storage, you're talking about the hermetic bags. We have other hermetic storage options like the plastic silos. We have the metallic silos. You see, these technologies are not new, but farmers are not aware. So one of the key things that government and other development partners are trying to do is to actually promote or, you know, publicize, create awareness that these technologies are available. This is how they work, and this way you can find them. So what is it that farmers can do? Because a farmer, as an individual farmer, they may not have capacity to even afford a cold room. But what you're doing, working with the government or Ministry of Agriculture and county government, is to get these farmers into groups, okay? So that when we are introducing a technology like what we are doing for us as University of Nairobi, is to promote low-cost cold storage. But this is still, it's low-cost, but it's still not affordable to an individual farmer. But the approach is to work with groups of farmers. And now the project that we are rolling out through the support from the Rockefeller Foundation and also the National Research Fund is to actually pilot smallholder aggregation centers where a group of farmers can actually benefit from group storage, a group cold room where they can bring their produce, store, and then as they look for market, yeah, so they can sell, because a smallholder farmer may not have enough volume to even to justify having a cold room. But if you are a group of, say, 100 farmers, you can have enough volume in one place so that if I'm a buyer, for example, I can come to a group like this group we have in this place called Karurumo. They have a cold room where they can store 10 tons of mangoes. So if I'm a buyer, whether exporter or for the local, I can go there and find 10 tons in one place, and I can buy, and these farmers can negotiate for a good price, because without that kind of facility, the buyers will go directly to individual farmers. But also for the perishable commodities, if you can't sell fresh, we're also trying to see how can they process, value add this produce, these products into shelf stable. Like for mango, you can make juice, you can make dried chips. So we have rolled out this our first smallholder aggregation center where you can sell your produce fresh. But if you can't sell fresh, you can actually value add, you know, process them into juice, which you can store. Like the moment you can pulp your mango into, process your mango into mango pulp, you can store for long. Because from the pulp, you can now make ready-to-drink juice. You can make other products like jam, like, chutney. You know, that's what you're trying to train farmers that, you know, you don't have to sell at a low price, which doesn't even break even.
To feed its people, it is crucial that food stops being wasted on the continent. The only way forward is to make the most use of food from the supply chain and ensure that as much of it as possible gets to people. Thanks for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Pasha, produced by Ozair Patel and Shailen Govender. I'm Nondobe Gomjali. Until next time, bye.